This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Alex Degman, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson has invited Pope Leo XIV to celebrate Mass in Chicago next year. In a letter Johnson presented to the Pope at their Vatican meeting today, he recalled Pope John Paul II's 1979 Mass in Grant Park. Johnson asked Leo if he would, quote, consider a repeat papal visit nearly 50 years later to share your message of hope, unity, and service. We'll dig deeper into the mayor's Vatican visit a little bit later in this episode. A suburban state lawmaker doesn't want any Illinois residents to benefit from President Donald Trump's nearly $1.8 billion anti-weaponization fund. The fund was created to settle a lawsuit Trump brought against the Internal Revenue Service. Democratic State Representative Bob Morgan of Deerfield introduced a measure this week to tax any payouts from that fund at 100%. The money would be deposited into the state's general revenue fund, which Morgan says would benefit Illinois taxpayers instead of, quote, those who attacked American democracy. The bill's waiting for a committee assignment. New analysis shows Chicago police responded faster to 911 calls on the south and west sides after ShotSpotter was removed. That system would alert police officers every time microphones picked up suspected gunfire. Analysis from the University of Chicago found no evidence that Mayor Johnson's decision to turn the microphones off slowed police response times or drove up violent crime. WTTW reports in some wards, police response time was on average 8.5 minutes faster after the detection system was turned off. A local food bank is launching a new campaign to raise awareness about rising food insecurity in the Chicago area. The Greater Chicago Food Depository released a children's book about people from the city's neighborhoods coming together to feed the community. Jill Rachman is chief operating officer of the Food Depository. Rachman tells WBEZ's In the Loop program that more and more people are struggling to put food on the table.
The numbers are higher in May than they were a year ago, and that's in part to the inflation and the economy. In the last 5 years, groceries and rent have gone up 25% to 30%. Mm-hmm. People can't keep up.
The state of Illinois has said about 120,000 individuals are at risk of losing SNAP benefits due to federal cuts. Chicago elected officials celebrated Asian American leaders in public service today. Cook County Commissioner Josina Morita became the first Asian American elected to a Cook County board in 2016. She's also a founding member of the Asian American Caucus in Illinois. Morita says the caucus helped elect over 20 Asian Americans to office from the city to the federal level. And she says having that representation matters.
As we see attacks on birthright citizenship, a right that was taken away from Asian Americans in the 1920s, including my U.S.-born great-grandmother, we remember Wong Kim Ark, who fought for and established this right under the 14th Amendment in 1898.
Morita also highlighted the appointment of Sonjay Taylor this year, who became the first Asian American to sit on the Illinois Supreme Court. You're listening to The Rundown. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson met with the Chicago-born Pope Leo XIV today in Rome. WBEZ City Hall reporter Mariah Wolfel is in Rome covering the mayor's historic Vatican visit. She joined Melba Lara this afternoon.
Thanks for joining us from Italy, Mariah.
Hey, prego, Melba. Ciao.
Ciao. So what did you hear about what Mayor Johnson discussed with Pope Leo?
Yes. So their conversation spanned big picture to small as Chicago sports rivalries. They did talk about the Sox and the Cubs, and Pope Leo XIV asked about the Bears as well. But the conversation was much more serious than that throughout. It lasted roughly 20 minutes. They spoke about their shared views on the U.S.-Israel war against Iran and Israel's war in Gaza that the U.S. has supported. You know, the Pope appears to be pretty well read on Chicago news. Apparently, he talked about Johnson's tie-breaking vote to pass a resolution calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. They also talked a lot about the role that the church and government can play in pushing for reparations for Black Americans. And Johnson said that was by far the most memorable exchange from that meeting.
Did you get a chance to find out how Johnson thought their conversation went?
I think that he felt it was a extremely rare and humbling experience. It was very clear that Johnson was moved by this meeting. You know, he is the son of a pastor. He often talks about the intersection between faith and government. And that is so true in Chicago when you look at political organizing here, especially in the Black church. He was clearly moved. He spoke calmly with a sober tone. He said the moment that the Pope said, "Have a seat and join me," he immediately felt at peace and comforted. So I think he feels this meeting went very well.
Mariah, was there anything that happened that was a surprise in this meeting with the Pope and the mayor?
Yeah, well, I think there was this big question of will he or won't he give the Pope a Cubs hat? Johnson is a Cubs fan, and the Pope is a lifelong Sox fan. And I was a little bit surprised to learn that Johnson did indeed give the Pope a Cubs hat. And I was surprised because his team told us that he wasn't going to do that. But the Cubs organization donated this swag. Johnson brought it there. And Johnson said that when he took it out of the gift basket and they were talking about it, and he maybe offered the Pope to put it on his head, and the Pope said, "Oh, I'm already wearing a hat." And of course, he's wearing a religious headpiece. And so he didn't get an explicit blessing for the Cubs, but he did take the hat and rub it against the Pope's robe. And so maybe by association, the Cubs are blessed in that way.
And Mariah, the mayor was not alone when he met with the Pope. He had a delegation with him. Did you get a chance to hear from the members of the delegation about their time with the Pope?
Yeah, I spoke to some of them, and their biggest takeaway was just how much the Pope is steeped in Chicago still. I mean, I think it was a bit jarring or just intriguing to them that they're in Italy, they're speaking Italian all around them, but then they go into this, you know, massively meaningful institution, and they're speaking to not only an American, but a Chicagoan who knows Chicago streets, who reads up on Chicago news. I think it was equally meaningful for members.
And I want to follow up a little bit on that. Mayor Johnson and the delegation did bring the Pope a lot of hometown goodies. What were some of the other standout gifts?
Yeah, so they, first of all, the biggest one was a key to the city of Chicago. The mayor brought him a key to the city of Chicago. They brought Chicago White Sox hat. The Cubs organization did donate two Cubs hats and a Pope Leo Cubs jersey to this big basket of gifts. The basket also included letters from families of detained immigrants. Obviously, that's an issue Pope Leo has been outspoken about. And they brought a Chicago Sky jersey. And most notably, they brought an invitation to return home and deliver a mass in Grant Park.
And I definitely want to ask you about that. So many people would love to have Pope Leo come celebrate a mass in Chicago, recalling John Paul II's 1979 mass in Grant Park. What are the chances that's going to happen?
So Johnson was careful to not speak for Pope Leo. He said to me specifically, "Mariah, I don't know his scheduler, so I can't tell you what the chances are." But one member of the delegation actually told me that he asked Pope Leo specifically about this invitation, and that Pope Leo told him with a big smile on his face, something along the lines of, "I would like to do that." So to be determined on whether that will be a major event in the city of Chicago in 2027.
That is WBEZ's Mariah Wolfel reporting from Italy. Mariah, thank you so much.
Thank you, Melba.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Partly cloudy skies in our forecast tonight. Expect lows in the mid-50s. Partly cloudy tomorrow with highs in the low 80s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Alex Degman. Thanks for listening.